if in fact this was a, let's say, a racially motivated killing of this George Floyd, this black man, by a white police officer, it's not the greatest injustice of all time. It's a terrible injustice. It absolutely is. But the greatest injustice of all time was the killing of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one who had created the entire world, created you and me. And for those who were created by him to crucify him when he had done no crime, nor was any deceit found in his mouth, that was the greatest injustice in the history of mankind. It will continue to be the greatest injustice ever. How did Jesus and his followers respond to that particular injustice? Did they riot in the streets? Did they burn down buildings? Did they try to kill the Roman authorities? And maybe one or two did. But that certainly wasn't what Jesus wanted them to do or told them to do, or actually evidence that they actually did. Jesus didn't even resist arrest. He told Peter to put away his sword. His disciples didn't riot after he was crucified and rose from the dead. You know what they did? They went on preaching the gospel because they knew that ultimately the conversion of the heart, the supernatural transformation that takes place when someone understands their own sinfulness, when someone understands that they have alienated themselves from God, that they have shaken their fist at God and saying, I will rule not you, and that the wages of that sin is death, both physical death and eternal separation from God in hell, when they realize that they're going to be accountable to their Creator someday, and when they cry out for mercy and they put their trust, their faith in the gracious gift that God offered us so that we could be right with him. He didn't have to do anything for us to be right with him, but he did. He sent his only son, the son he loved, to come to earth and live a perfect life and to die unjustly on that cross for crimes he did not commit. But God accounted that sacrifice of his son as being the payment for the penalty that we deserve to pay for our sin. And we put our trust in that, in who Jesus is, the Son of God, and what he did for us on the cross. A supernatural conversion, transformation takes place inside of us. And we're able to respond to the very real injustices that do happen in the world, not with rage and revenge and burning it down, the fires of the flesh, but we're able to respond, as that passage in Romans 12 says, never pay back evil for evil to anyone. But that doesn't mean that there shouldn't be consequences for people who commit crimes. If this police officer is found to have committed a crime, it's earthly justice for him to pay the penalty for that crime he committed. But the rage and revenge doesn't pursue that form of justice, biblical justice.